My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're ready to head over to Studio 2A. My live guests this week, White Light, have their album release show on Thursday over at the Flycatcher. We'll hear all about that and much, much more. But without further ado, live from Studio 2A, White Light.
We'll be right back.
My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with White Light. Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. So let's start off with introductions. We'll just go around the room. Let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight.
My name is Sam Fader, a.k.a. Scrimp Danielson. I'm on the drums.
I'm Tom Martin. I'm playing synthesizers.
Richard, guitar, and voice, sometimes.
I am doing a little bit of singing, too.
I'm doing no singing.
So, give me the first the little rundown of the history of the group. How long have you guys been together now?
Richard and I started playing in June or July, I think.
Maybe.
July, let's say July. And then
And
Thorne
I joined...
Here.
Late August. Think so.
And things have come together pretty quickly since then. We obviously the fact that we're already celebrating an album release here after just a few months is usually a sign that things are going pretty well. So let's talk about kind of how you got from there to here. So what was the idea behind you and Rich getting together originally?
Honestly, I was just looking for people to jam with. And I didn't think I was, like, rehearsing to be in a band. I thought I was just playing for fun. Mm-hmm. I'm relatively new to drums, so I was just trying to have some fun. And Rich was like, hey, you want to play in a band? I'm like, okay, I guess. I can't guarantee you I'm going to be the most amazing ever. And he's like, we'll do it. And it's he's like I don't know how he does it, but he gets all these shows and stuff for us, and we're like, this one-month-old band with no songs, and he's like, we're playing Congress. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in August, I think, that Richard posted on Reddit. That's where we all met, was on Reddit, the Tucson subreddit.
Yeah.
If you can say
our Tucson.
And I answered, he posted there saying, hey, we're looking for a keyboard or organist or something, and I listened to what he'd posted and said, I kind of dig that. Let's try it.
Yeah, and Tom posted his Nutcracker suite that's entirely on synth. You should check it out. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if you know the old Switched on Bach records, but I did that to the Nutcracker.
Wow, that's awesome. It's funny because, you know, I guess having a band form on Reddit is like the modern day version of, you know, putting up the sign at the record store that says, you know, looking yeah. for a drummer or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, tell me about those early practices, you know, in when you, a band is getting together through a forum like that. You know, it's a little different than if, you know, you're around with your friends and you know that, like, you've got one friend who plays bass and you've got one friend who does this and you know what music they like and all that. So, you know, what was different about forming a band this way as opposed to, you know, that old way we were talking about?
I know for me, because Richard already had songs that he'd written, and I guess he and Sam had been playing for the summer. And I'm sorry. And so when I came in, they already had four or five songs that kind of had a form and a structure. And they just said, okay, here's the chords. Let's figure something out, mm-hmm. which was really cool, actually, to yeah. kind of skip that awkward phase of, okay, we need a song.
Yeah, I had to do the awkward phase. Required
Thank you, Sam.
Just a ton of beer to get through. You know, I think it helped. I like in my post, I was like, here's the music I listen to. And so Richard was like, I kind of like a lot of those bands. So we have a pretty similar taste in music. Yeah. Not like the same, but similar. So it worked out, I'd say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So the first shows, you know, did you have a sense of kind of what to expect, you know, in a live setting, or was that also a little bit of a surprise as you started to develop?
That's interesting. I don't know how to answer that. We've also had kind of a rotating core of some other musicians who've been in and out with us over the
Bassists,
last handful of months.
Right. About eight of them.
So it was always kind of, okay, well, who's going to be playing tonight?
Sure.
And that was always a little nerve-wracking, but I think it adds some adrenaline to the experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was the point when you decided to start recording?
That'd be Richard. Just kind of said, actually, no. We tried to get some stuff together, put some stuff together for a couple of compilations, and then we're like, okay, well, these are going to be on the record. Okay, we're doing a record. All right, cool.
Yeah,
pretty
and,
much.
So then we were able to book some time over at Midtown Island Studios.
Yep. Matt Rendon.
Matt Rendon's amazing. And had a lot of fun over there and cranked it out.
Did you go into that time with Matt with a pretty defined sense of the product that you wanted to come out with? Or was that something that was formed you know, just through the process of recording?
I think we had a good sense of the bones of the songs, and mm-hmm. then they kind of, I think just about every song kind of evolved in a different direction a little bit in the studio. And
yeah, there were what, eight tracks, and there was no song that did not have as many layers as possible with those
yeah,
eight tracks.
We used all eight tracks when we could. But yeah, we did things that we can't do live, like adding right. layers of piano and organ and yeah. things like that.
Which sound awesome.
So yeah, the live definitely sounds different than the record, but mm-hmm. They're two different products of kind of similar flavors, though.
Did Matt take sort of a hands-on approach to the sound of the record as well, or where was he focused mostly on just capturing what you guys were playing?
He was pretty involved with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It's not like a live room sound. It was track by track.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. We still have that sound, but he plays drums on a few songs, Matt Rendon.
Mm-hmm.
And sings.
He helped us out with some background
some
vocals.
Harmonies.
And a little percussion, tambourine.
And so the final product is going to be released on Thursday, right? Flycatcher?
Yes. It looks really nice. Take a look at this. Well, I guess the radio can't.
Alive well, on
we,
air.
Yeah, we can describe it, though. Everyone can use the power of their imagination. Look at this. We've got a beautiful
Ooh,
cassette right here.
Ah.
So did you know that you wanted to put it out on cassette? Or was that a goal going into the recording process?
I've been working with cassettes for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started playing music, I recorded on the old answering machine with the little tapes.
That's awesome.
And so, like, when I was like 18 or 19 years old, like, just recording one track, little demos, just acoustic guitar and voice. And
yeah.
Just learning, you know. Yeah.
Well, so,
cassettes have, like, are really special to me.
Yeah.
Because when I was a little kid, like, I would tape the radio, you know, on a cassette tape. I would tape my favorite songs off the radio and
right.
have a little bootleg cassette when I was 13 or 14.
Yeah. So Thursday night, things get started. What time?
I think it's probably around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when everyone goes out. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's fair enough. It's a magic hour.
Yeah. And you've got another local, Ghostal, on the bill. Yeah. And then band from Flagstaff as well, right?
Brainchild.
And are they friends of yours, or how did they?
My friend Joel hooked that up with Brainchild.
Cool.
He's apparently friends with them.
All right, awesome. So we'll talk more about that and a lot of other stuff later on. But why don't we get back into our next set here? Before we do that, though, if folks want to be able to follow your music online or listen to the record online, is there any way for them to do that?
Paisley Shirt is the label that's putting out the tape.
Okay.
And they've got a Bandcamp page.
Paisley Shirt. Just Google Paisley Shirt Records and you'll find it.
Perfect.
MySpace.com.
I can't remember the URL thing. Paisleyshirt.bandcamp.gov.
There you go.
And Facebook and Twitter and everything else that is out there.
Yeah. Oh, and also for people who are listening but haven't heard you before, how do you spell the name of the band?
KXCI. Wait.
WIGHTLHITE. Did I do it without looking right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So just, you know, flip around the first letters of those words and you'll keep track. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got White Light here in Studio 2A. The record release is on Thursday for this beautiful new cassette that I'm holding in my hands. But we're going to hear a little bit more music. So here's White Light live in Studio 2A.
Where are we? Where are we?
So we're going to do Diamonds Last, so it's too soon. Drums.
Be over soon. Hang on, hang on.
Ready?